I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Here's a quick test. Name an Afghan-American writer. Okay, there's Khaled Hosseini, author of the best-selling novels The Kite Runner or A Thousand Splendid Sons. Any others? Well, a new anthology showcases the work of several contemporary Afghan-American writers. One Story, 30 Stories features poems, fiction, essays, and even blogging. Reporter Bruce Wallace has more.
Zohar Saeed and Sahar Muradi both left Afghanistan when they were young. So for both of them, their early impressions of Afghanistan came from their parents' stories. Muradi's father would tell her legends from the country's past, or stories about working in his father's knitting factory in Kabul. Saeed's father would illustrate his stories with photographs and postcards he'd brought with him from Afghanistan. These images were a counterpoint to the Afghanistan she saw elsewhere.
For me, it was trying to compare these postcards of movie theaters, hotels, and the city that didn't match with the rugged mountain images that I was seeing on the nightly news in the 80s with Dan Rather going into the mountains and, you know, hanging out with the Mujahideen.
Saeed says that a lot of the writing in the collection comes from an impulse to provide a sort of counterpoint, particularly after 9/11 and the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan. She says that Afghan Americans felt a responsibility to share what they knew.
What kind of answers do we present when there are so many questions directed at us about Afghanistan, about being Afghan American, about living here? Because we were being held accountable for our identities, I think that is when we started answering, and in that answering came a lot of this writing.
The anthology's contributors include professional writers, musicians, filmmakers, academics, former ambassadors, and doctors. Much of the work deals with how families are stretched and strained by the process of relocating to the U.S. Zohar Saeed's poem, Neptune Avenue, speaks of her childhood gang of siblings and cousins in Brooklyn who find their own strangeness both alienating and exhilarating.
We'd rather dangle out every day on the fire escapes of the second floor mosque, spill the chutzpah onto the sweating concrete by opening the windows wide, then jump onto the sidewalk, align our velvet prayer mats next to parked cars, and play Imam and Ummah as passerbys gawk at the magic of our flying carpets, and at 1 5-year-old brother, serious-faced, hand over ear, singing out the call to prayer with a sugar-sweet throat.
And, of course, war is a constant presence in the collection. It's the reason families flee Afghanistan, and it's why many are now traveling back there to do humanitarian work. A poem by Sahar Muradi called Of My Mother tackles the loss of homeland. In this passage, her family is leaving Afghanistan on a bus bound for Pakistan.
I think of my little bag, my khaltagak, the pillowcase that I keep all my treasures in, apple seeds and lost buttons and little webs of lint. Your mother says she will keep it safe for when we come back from the trip with new treasures. But you have so many more things than we do, so your missing is so much bigger. It takes up all the room on our seat. It splits the vinyl, fogs the windows, and spreads to either end of the bus.
Zohar Saeed says that war has given many of the writers in the anthology a sense of guilt, an obligation to succeed because so many of their relatives weren't as fortunate as they were. She says that it also affects the style of the writing.
War, you know, of course, affects narrative, how we write, the bits and pieces. The fragmented way that some of the writers are writing here is about, you know, the fragmented way we've grown up.
For all its heaviness, the collection does have plenty of moments of wit and happiness. For Sahar Muradi, one of the joys of poring through all the work was finding other writers talking about bits of everyday life that were so familiar to her.
I was just so thrilled to read things that resonated with me. I mean, of course, all great literature does, but there's something really profound about reading a story about a mother who goes to the 99-cent store and buys the Brucci lipstick for her daughters and gives home perms and all these things that were so particular to my childhood as well.
In fact, it's everyday rituals like this, lipstick and home perms and playing with siblings in the street, that seem to make the harder stuff here bearable. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace.